God, she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny, idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
I need you to cut the music. I got to set the mood, set the ambiance here for my You Can't Be Serious submission. Okay, you're hearing music from a video that Iowa State kicker Cole Netton posted on his Twitter account. He is really the best kicker in Iowa State school history, the all-time leading scorer with 300 career points. He was first team All-Big 12 this year. He made 16 of 17 field goals and hit 79% of the field goals in his career. Now, he put this song underneath a montage of mean tweets, basically, that he collected over the course of his Iowa State career. Let's see. I can start reading some of these. Cole Netton, why have you become so bad? Oh, wow. Cole Netton pulled a Cole Netton again. I'm so surprised. I guess Iowa State figured out who the worst player on the team is. Cole Netton. These are examples of the tweets that are coming across, and they go faster and faster as the music gets faster and faster. There is like 50 to 100 tweets on here that he had screenshot and saved. That is some vitriol. And then he just posted the video with, y'all made me work harder. Thank you. Basically a shout out to the haters there from Iowa State kicker Cole Net. I like the fire. I like the fire from the kicker.
He's bothered too much about what people think about him.
Well, I agree. That doesn't seem like a healthy thing, especially if he was saving them as he was going. But whatever he did, I mean, it worked. So I can't argue with the end result. He was a first-team All-Big 12 kicker.
All right, well, the big story today, we talked about it last segment, is the Chargers moving to L.A. permanently, it sounds like. They're not just going to rent the space. To me, the funniest thing about this, though, is not the logo. It's about where they're going to be playing their home games.
Yeah.
This is quite hilarious because – so when the Rams came last year – They played their home games this year at the L.A. Coliseum, the same place where USC plays their home games. 93,607 is the capacity for the L.A. Coliseum. And L.A. was actually – I mean, they were filling it up at the beginning of the season. I'm sure the attendance started dropping when people thought, well, okay, well, this team's terrible, so we're not going to come to the games anymore. Well, the Chargers – not exactly going to be playing in a 93,000-seat stadium. They're going to be playing in a 27,000-seat stadium. It's called the StubHub Center. It was formerly known as the Home Depot Center, so they just changed advertiser names. It's a multiple-use sports complex located on the campus of California State University, and it is located 10 miles south of downtown Los Angeles. 27,000 people can fit in that place, and it is actually the field they're going to be playing on is a soccer stadium, is what it is. It is made for soccer, but I mean, it definitely can hold a football field, and that's where the Chargers are going to play their next two seasons before their new stadium is built that they will share with the LA Rams.
No, so it sounds like this all was very well planned, thought out, makes a lot of sense. Oh wait, no. No, it really doesn't.
Well, they needed a stadium they know they can fill up.
Well, that is true. The attendance was not great at all in the Coliseum this year, especially with the Rams being as bad as they were. I looked this up just for a point of reference. You want to know what the biggest Texas high school football stadium holds?
63,000.
No, 20,500, according to what I got here in Frisco. But that's close. That's 7,000 seats away. Like, they're playing in a stadium that's 7,000 seats bigger than a high school football stadium in Texas. Congratulations, Philip Rivers and the Chargers. Have fun with that.
I was really hoping it would be 63,000 because I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I wouldn't
someday
either.
It'll get there. It'll get there someday.
I wouldn't either, and I probably would have guessed. I probably would have guessed higher than 20,000 too. Now, well, that was some random website. I literally just Googled that in 2 seconds. Do not necessarily trust the source that I just drummed up there.
Well, and back in the day, there was a Dallas high school that used to play their home games in Texas Stadium, or whatever it was called back in the day. I think it's Texas Stadium in Irving. And that held more than, certainly more than 50,000.
Yeah. Yeah, just a bit. Just a bit. That's going to do it for the game today. Appreciate Max Olson from the ESPN Big 12 blog coming on to talk about the Big 12 football outlook for next season. If you missed that, you can catch it on the podcast, newsradiokman.com, and the On Demand tab. Give you another forewarning for tomorrow. Mitch and I are literally like the only people here, and we've got to more or less record a best of the week show for you tomorrow because we got to take off at 4 o'clock for high school basketball. So you'll be hearing a lot of what we played for you throughout the week on tomorrow's show. All right, we'll see you then.
Come in and see your neighbors.